More than, a growing number of New Jersey residents are struggling to make ends meet, according to a new analysis. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
A report issued by Legal Services of New Jersey finds more than 3 million Garden State residents had a hard time paying for basic household necessities in 2024, including housing, childcare, and transportation. Researchers say more than 2 million residents who are not officially counted as living in poverty are facing financial difficulties. Meanwhile, a Rutgers University analysis finds the state economy is slowing down. Researchers say the Jersey job market is expected to weaken through the end of next year, but in 2028, employment will bounce back. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Plastic bags have been banned in Philadelphia since 2021, but a new study from Penn Environment finds almost a quarter of businesses in the city are not following the rules. Half of businesses are also failing to comply with a new law requiring them to charge 10 cents for paper or reusable bags. Here's Farhan Savitz, the organization's zero waste advocate.
If we're bringing a reusable option every time we go to the store, then we're going to have less waste going to our landfills, our incinerators. We'll see less waste ending up on our streets, less litter, and hopefully a cleaner, greener Philadelphia.
A city spokesperson says Philadelphia is moving in the right direction, and there has been a significant drop in the number of non-compliance complaints since 2022. A private developer is converting a vacant North Philadelphia church into workforce housing. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has the details.
Cornerstone Baptist Church has sat vacant for more than 5 years. The property will be reused to create more than 40 affordable housing units in a section of the city where many renters are cost-burdened. Travis Seal leads Select Redevelopment. He says preserving most of the neighborhood landmark helped keep costs low.
It allows us to build multifamily housing at a cheaper price point for the construction, which then allows us to charge much lower rents.
The project is privately funded. Construction is expected to start this summer. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
Dick Wood Jr., the CEO and president of Wawa for more than half a century, has died. His great-grandfather founded Wawa Dairy in 1902. During Wood's time at the helm, the chain expanded to 900 stores across six states and became a household name. He was 88. Right now, 77 degrees in Philadelphia. We're expecting sunny skies today and quite a warm high of near 94. Mostly clear tonight, low around 76. Also tonight, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia.